then you have a mighty force which can do what once was done, that is to civilize a society that's become increasingly barbaric.
Steve Frazier, we went over our goal. We more than doubled our goal for the membership drive of the show. Somebody got the hoodie. I love you, man. And Steve Frazier, The Life and Death of American Resistance to Organized Wealth and Power, The Age of Acquiescence. Love the book, Steve. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Come and visit. All right.
Bye.
And we're going to stop there. This is Democracy in Motion, tamping down the cynicism, ramping up the activism, huh? Look for this show podcast on KBOO.FM, and we'll see you the second Friday of every month. I'm Lisa Loving. Stay tuned. You rock! Woo!
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Hoda Middle Eastern Cuisine, located at 3401 Southeast Belmont, serving Lebanese cuisine using ingredients from local farms. Dinner was provided by De Nicolas's Italian Restaurant, located at 3520 Southeast Powell, family-owned and serving Italian cuisine.
Today is Friday, May 8th, 2015, and we are deep into spring membership drive, and we're doing incredibly well. And that is because of you. There is no other reason for that. Our success is totally dependent upon you, our members. You are, of course, listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. We have a very special guest today. Jasmine Zimmer Stuckey with the Columbia Riverkeeper is joining us today with news on the Pembina propane terminal going down in flames, one might say, up in flames or out the river, up in smoke. And we have to make sure we keep it that way because City Council votes on June 10th, and that critical date is coming up faster than one might think. Jasmine will be with us in just a few moments. There's more news on action taking place. Of course, we all know now that President Obama will be at the Nike headquarters today, as with pretty much the entire population of Portland activists about being out there since early this morning. And there are more people will be flooding in, bringing the critical message that we cannot afford to fast track. Fast track is, of course, means an up or down vote in Congress on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Of course, we all know the worst, the absolutely crashing worst disaster for labor, for the environment, for everything this country means to all of us. If it means anything at all, this is it. We are really down to the line. But in the face of these enormous obstacles, there are victories from time to time. And here to tell us about one is, of course, Jasmine Zimmer Stuckey with Columbia Riverkeeper. Good morning, Jasmine. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, so we have news.
Mm-hmm. We do have news. on Wednesday, and you know the story broke on Thursday, we got word that Pembina, the controversial propane export terminal that was slated for the Columbia River on at Terminal 6, is no longer welcomed in Portland by our mayor, Charlie Hales. He sent a very strong letter to Pembina, citing, you know, the enormous community opposition, the enormous opposition from local labor groups, local community groups, local neighborhood associations, as the reason why he changed his tune completely regarding propane export. This is a huge victory for Portland. Pembina needs a code amendment from City Hall, and a strong voice of disapproval from the mayor really means a lot.
Yeah, it does indeed. And one question that should be asked: if this is so safe and such a boon to the economy and completely harmless to environment, labor, and so forth, then why didn't Canada cite their terminal on their sovereign territory? We all know, because it's dirty, it's dangerous, mm-hmm. and the opposition is extraordinary to this. What coming up is June 10th, that the final word actually comes down.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. The city council is still scheduled as of yet to have a public hearing on Pembina on June 10th. And so far as we know, that is still happening, but we'll certainly let Kebu and the listeners know if anything changes about that date, like perhaps it gets canceled or pushed back. The important thing to note here is that Pembina is really showing its true colors, its bad colors, as you know, a potential Portland corporation. When they first arrived in September, they said, if Portland doesn't want us, we don't have a deal. That's a direct quote from their CEO. And yesterday, in response to the mayor's opposition to Pembina, they essentially said, we're doubling down. The mayor's just one of five votes on council, and we want to, and it doesn't matter, you know, what councillors say, what our mayor says, what our neighborhood associations say. We want to bring our controversial, dangerous, dirty, polluting industry to Portland. Really, really showing that they have no interest in being good neighbors to Portland, and they just want to find a way to make the most money. And if that means putting Portlanders at risk, they're clearly willing to do that.
They're perfectly willing to take the step. Interestingly, we have our other guest waiting patiently on the line is Jody McCaffrey with Citizens Against LNG, fighting this fight down in Coos Bay against the Jordan Cove LNG terminal. There is a huge action coming up in Salem, and we might even bring Jody in to take part in the conversation about what community action means. When we do indeed get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, then we make things happen. We can stop Pembina, we can stop the terminal in Coos Bay. Perhaps Jody can join the conversation. And for this program, we have a very special gift for all of you, for everybody who calls that number, 1-877-500-5266. We have a show that's only 12 minutes long. Why would I take time to give you that number? 877-500-5266. Because that's what makes things happen. That's activism. That's how we put our money on the table and we say, no, we're not going to have Pembina. No, we are not going to have the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And no, we are not going to site an LNG terminal at Jordan Cove. The thank you gift, too, believe it or not, for this show is a book called The Age of Acquiescence, The Life and Death of American Resistance to Organized Wealth. That's it. That's key. In Portland, there is no acquiescence. We do stand for what we believe in. And what we believe in is an environment that we are proud to hand down to future generations. Jody, if you're there and would like to join the conversation, now's a great time to bring you in.
Yes, I'm here.
And Jasmine, too, also, I believe. So we've got two activists whose whole lives really are devoted to these causes that we all believe in. It's just that some of us really are out there on the front lines. You can be out there on the front lines, too, by calling that number, 877-500-5266. Jody, coming up on the 26th, I believe, people will be converging on Salem to ask Kate Brown to help defend Oregon from LNG. Can you talk a bit about this action and what has prompted it?
Well, this is really important. We need masses of people here to show the governor that we stand in solidarity against these LNG export terminals in both Warrenton and Coos Bay. We're descending on the Capitol steps with a big rally. It's May 26th. It starts at 11:30 a.m. We hope you can make it or come and stand with us. There's going to be a march down to the Department of State Lands building also, but that's part of the program. But there's a new website you can check in to keep up on all the latest on this, and it's www.nolngexports.org. So I encourage people to tune into that new website, and the updates about what is happening with this rally should be on there.
It's nolngexports.org. You can go to that website and find out how you can take part in the resistance. Those books, believe it or not, those books are gone. We have lots of other thank you gifts there for activists just like you who support KBOO and who in no way are acquiescing to the powers that be, to the massive wealth. We ignore it. We march anyway. We're out there in the streets. We're out there in the forest taking a stand. If you're still there, Jasmine, any final thoughts before we have to let you go today?
Yes, absolutely. If folks want to come out and celebrate this big victory, Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock, we are converging at City Hall for a celebratory photo shoot to thank Mayor Hales and the thousands of Portlanders who spoke out against Pembina propane exports. So that's Tuesday at 6 p.m. down at City Hall. Everyone is welcome. Thank you.
Final thought in the last few seconds from you, Jody.
We have a lot of hearings coming on down here also in addition to this rally, but and our website's Citizens Against LNG. .com, but just stay informed. The rally is the most important thing to send the message.
Thank you so much. My guests have been Jasmine Zimistuki with Columbia Riverkeeper and Jody McCaffrey with Citizens Against LNG and the newly formed NoLNGExports.org, I believe, .com. This has been a Cascadia, of course, and now we're going to go and find out how we are doing and from our friends out in the membership room. Today, oh, wow, we have some stellar people joining us. We have got Justin Miller, I can see, and...
Thanks so much, Chris.
Wait, actually, who else do you need if you've got Justin Miller?
Well, you're too kind. You're too kind. Yes, it's a pleasure to join you for a couple minutes here. Chris Andre is one of our most tireless volunteers, bringing you Air Cascadia every day. And this is a labor of love. And we're asking all of you who are listening, who depend on this information, particularly all of you who have been guests on her program, getting the word out about activism, because this is, after all, fundamentally an electronic bulletin board. We're asking you to show a little support right now by calling 877-500-5266. It's true that we have given away all of our copies of The Age of Acquiescence, but we've got a lot of other tools and resources for activists. We've got a lot of entertainment items, and we're hoping for three calls right now. We have a goal of Air Cascadia for $250 today, and I was thinking we could go over that. Perhaps three of you out there in Radio Land plan could make a gift of $100. You could start that ongoing monthly contribution that happens painlessly and securely, and that would amount to $8.25 a month. Imagine that you can make such an important contribution to something like this with just $8.25 a month. This is a labor of love for Chris, and we are grateful to her, and that's why you're moving to your phone and calling 877-500-5266. You've logged a lot of hours in the captain's chair, Chris.
Well, you know, I am grateful to you. Said you're grateful to me. I'm grateful to listeners. I'm grateful to the members who support programming like this. Where else would they let me do this? I mean, think about it.
Well, I have often said, Chris, to your point, if you think you're going to find real information that you can use, tools for activism and social change anyplace else, you go and go to Faux News and go to MSNBC and tell them you want an hour on the anti-TPP. So, and they are going to laugh and laugh and laugh.
They won't even laugh. They won't even talk to you.
But here at KBOO,
here, you can call that number, 877-500-5266, and you will be heard, and your voice will become action. That's what we do here. We remind ourselves, we remind our community, we remind total strangers all the time, every day. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and you do that right now, today, by calling that number. It's 877-500-5266. Become part of that community and make your beliefs, stand up for your beliefs. Justin?
Join us for the KBOO Community Radio Monthly Film Night at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, we'll be showing the documentary film Symphony of the Soil on Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m.
We don't grow plants, we grow soil, and soil grows plants.
The soil returns to what it was like when it was first broken out.
So alive and so vital.
Again, that's Symphony of the Soil at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of